Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 11th of June, and here in Orville is mostly sunny and 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today a morning thunderstorm or two, otherwise clouds followed by a brightening sky. And a couple of heavy thunderstorms this evening, considerable cloudiness over the night. Chance of precipitation is at 66%. Temperatures would be ranging from low 27 to high 35, with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 8, which is high. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 30%. Adi Shakti is hosting a performance by a reputed theatre and film personality, Mrs. Suhasini Maniratnam, today at 7 p.m. The performance is of theatrical play called Reading Between the Lines, and entry is free and all are welcome. That is a lively multimedia theatrical performance. The play centers around the three compelling letters in which a 55-year-old widow in India communicates her feeling to her 36-year-old daughter living in California about issues every family faces, secrets of the past, especially those concerning an absent father, anecdotes and true confessions and tragedies as well. Apart from Suhasini, the cast includes Uma Padmanabhan, Sunil Vishnu, Kay and others. The daughter, Radha Suhasini, faces issues and events that are confusing, worrisome and challenging. She seeks advice from her mother, and it is left to the audience's imagination to figure out the contents. The story closed with pearls of wisdom, leaving the audience shocked and spellbound. The play enthralls the audience, especially when the fond musing of the mother interlaced with the letters change suddenly to erupt into shocking crudity. Suhasini has, to her credit as an actor, 200 films in all the four South Indian languages. She has directed several TV serials, short films, public service films and the much acclaimed feature film called Indra, and has written screenplay and dialogues for films. Adi Shakti also announced a workshop, A Source of Performance Energy, a 10-day workshop in August. These workshops are a distillation of the unique performance mythology developed by Veenapani Chawla and the faculty at Adi Shakti, who have worked with Veenapani for over two decades. These workshops have been lauded as amongst their best training platforms for performers anywhere in the world. And their workshops will be conducted from Friday, July 31st to Sunday, August 9th. If you're interested, you should let them know and block your seat, because they have limited seats available in the upcoming workshop. You can call Arthur on 904-7530-689 or Nimi Raphael on 94-8751-4962. And the city is not really totally sleeping, and next Friday, 19th of June, at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, the Resident Assembly Service and Lavinier Daroville would like to invite us to an open house city planning session. It is planned to have regular meetings like this in the future to improve the possibility for the residents to be active and participate. But for this one, there is no agenda, just space for questions and answers. Space for grace. A space where we find out together how to support one of our selected working group in their mandate. Residents will have an opportunity to ask questions, seek clarification and offer suggestions and feedback. And if you remember, last week we read the report, which is also published on AVNet, and we're supposed to look at this report to come to the meeting prepared. But also during the session, members of L'Avenir will be present to reply the questions related to the progress of planning and making the city. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@orville.org in, or we can call them Inge on 948-867-2029, Jesse on 948-662-3749, Selvam on 994-3911-149, and Slava on 894-0508-761. Next school will be hosting a Puducherry state-level basketball tournament for boys and girls at New Creation Sports Ground from 25th to 28th of June. Our school teams will participate in this tournament, and we are all welcome to come and enjoy the matches. From Light of Creativity comes an invitation for In and Out of Silence seminar on Saturdays from 2 to 3 and from 3 to 4 p.m. How might one succeed in getting a grip on one's own responsibility for one's own life? How to get wise on the machination of those inner demons we still carry on in us? How to break out sticky old habits, routines? What exactly are we trying to overcome? Where exactly do we trip over our own feet? What is the meaning of it all? Why isn't working out like it's supposed to? Where could answers to all these age-old questions be found? The In and Out Silence Seminar is a compilation of spiritual techniques out of various traditions. Integrating an inner silent space of eternal diversity may well supply us with the means to draw upon that which makes us dynamic, healthy and conscious from our own inner power source and regain the birthright of every living being to walk this earth full of vibrant vitality all through our lives. It may well be conceivable that you could find strength and support in a collective that is solely dedicated to stepping in and out of the silence within us all, thus allowing for one's own inner peace, room, time and space to have any inner attitude change as one might like. How should anyone habitually be able to perceive this silent voice with all that noise of our constant mental chatter? In order to constantly be in tune with ourselves and our environment, an externalization of our internal world, the habit of listening and adhering to this internal voice issuing out onto the external needs to be learned off by heart as we cycle through, emptying into the void, encircling silence, sensing emptiness, expanding stillness, focusing in the void, shaping stillness, feeling emptiness, a caring silence. You can call G on 89-4023-0984 for any questions. And here's an announcement from Linea Dental in Orlik. They are saying that the clinic is temporarily closed for renovation and they will open from the beginning of July onward. In the meantime, for checkup and information about treatments and implants, you can contact Nicola. And the laboratory will be open from the 15th of June onward. If you need any lab work, repair or new crowns, bridges and dentures, contact Nicola. And for our information, since 1 year, the Auroville Dental Laboratory is not supplying any lab work for the Auroville Dental Center. If any Aurovillian or guest want to have his or her job done by Nicola, you have to contact her before starting the preparations. Timings are from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. from Monday to Friday. Landline 262-3592 or 262-3134. Laissez-faire will be closed for summer holidays from the 16th of June to the 29th of June. And the wishes are all great 2 weeks and apologize for any inconveniences. And here's the word from us. We have concluded all the required paperwork for the FM application, as Auroville has its particularity. Unlike other organizations which feed the required profit for community radio, this took time and the help of the working committee and several others. Now we continue to await a response from La Vernier regarding the location of the FM tower. Rumor has it that this may happen on Thursday. One generous Aurovillian has offered $50 or half of the cost for a new recording device. You too can earn our undying gratitude by helping us with the other half. Thank you all for supporting and listening to the radio. And let us conclude with the cinema. At Echo Film Club at Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Being and Becoming, made in 2014 and directed by Clara Beller. But at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Nordic comedy drama Minfo, made in Sweden in 2003 by director Daniel Lind Lagerlöf. On Saturday, they will screen an international action thriller, The Dark Knight Rivers, made in USA in 2012 by director Christopher Nolan. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation adventure Monsters Incorporated, made in USA in 2001 by writer and director Pete Docter. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we will see drama comedy The Apartment, made in USA in 1957 by director Billy Wilder. And the mother wrote, "What Sri Aurobindo represents in the world's history is not a teaching, not even a revelation. It is a decisive action directed from the Supreme." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.